Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Merlone. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pat Rapp. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Conine. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gene Kinsale. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jesse Garcia. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Figa. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Kamieniecki. And now, play ball. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Varitek hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Varitek and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell hits a pop-up into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Merlone takes first base on ball 4. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Merlone moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Conine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Merlone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Kingsale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kingsale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jesse Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia bunts towards third. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kingsale moves to second. Mike Figga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Figga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Orioles 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Offerman strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Varitek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Real Cormier now pitching. Jeff Fry now playing second base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards short. Merlone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Bordick reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is hit by the pitch. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Conine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bordick moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jerry Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Orioles 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Kingsale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Ryan now pitching. Michael Coleman pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Michael Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Butch Husky pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Butch Husky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Husky takes first base on ball 4. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merlone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Merlone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Daubach now playing first base. Michael Coleman now playing left field. Rich Garces now pitching. Gene Kinsale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kinsale is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinsale strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garces fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Figga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Figga is 0-for-1 in the game. Figga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Lomasny now catching. Donnie Sadler now playing right field. Damon Buford now playing center field. Derek Lowe now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lomasny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lomasny strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Daubach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Conine is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Conine hits a fly ball into right field. Sadler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Merlone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Michael Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Husky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Husky hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merlone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Merlone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rod Beck now pitching. Gene Kinsale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kinsale is 0 for 2 in the game. Kinsale takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Kinsale. The throw from Lemasney and he is out, Merlone applying the tag. One out. Jesse Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Mike Figa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Figa is 0 for 2 in the game. Figa takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corsi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Fry. The throw from Figa and he is safe. Fry steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Fry trying to get to home. Surhoff throws the ball into Figa who tags Fry, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Rose now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Falkenberg now pitching. Steve Lemasney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemasney is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemasney strikes out. One out. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Daubach is 0 for 1 in the game. Daubach hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konien is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Konien strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston is hit by the pitch. Gene Kingsale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kingsale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingsale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lemassini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Derek May pinch hits for Jesse Garcia. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Hairston. The throw from Lemassini and he is out, Merlone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Mike Timlin now pitching. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Husky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Husky strikes out. 1 out. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Merlone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Merlone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sadler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merlone moves to second. John Nunnally pinch runs for Lou Merlone. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Nunnally moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nunnally scores. Buford moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilton Veras now playing third base. Scott Hatteberg now catching. John Nunnally now playing right field. Donnie Sadler now playing shortstop. Tim Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Calvin Pickering pinch hits for Mike Figa. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pickering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Amaral pinch runs for Calvin Pickering. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. There goes Amaral. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bordick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.